Welcome to another episode of Your Spiritual Practice Podcast. This is Reverend Dr. Cher Holton, one of your co-hosts.
And this is Reverend Dr. Bill Holton, your other co-host. And this particular spiritual practice is a great practice to begin each year, if you will, and it's called the Burning Bowl.
And what's interesting is we talk about this, we always recommend it at the beginning of a year. But it's really good anytime you're feeling the need to release things and start afresh and anew. So it's a great practice to just have in your repertoire anytime you want. Again, it's called the burning bowl, but we're not suggesting that you burn a bowl. I don't, the name is kind of strange. We maybe need to come up with a new name for this technique.
But that's what it's called. Of course, we recommend that you're burning things in the bowl.
Right.
Generally paper. But this practice is about recognizing the tremendous power of ritual to transform your life. It's an act of releasing what you've outgrown or want to outgrow to make room for your greater good in a flash.
In a flash. And we define a flash as the amount of time it takes to symbolically erase fear, doubt, worry, disappointment, past anything that's holding you back. You don't have to take years to get rid of it. You can do it, like we said, in a flash.
When you place, the practice involves placing small slips of paper or flash paper, even better, on which you've written what you want to release, and then light the paper, and you'll see that it's very combustible, of course, and that means that you're symbolically extinguishing or releasing the energy of negativity associated with what you've written on the flash paper. And it is gone just like that, in a flash.
Yeah, and you can use regular paper. You can use onion skin paper, which burns quickly.
Very quickly.
Or you can actually go to a magic store and purchase flash paper, which we love. That's what we use. And flash paper just... it's what magicians use when they light something and you see this big flame and then it's gone just like that in a poof and there's no ash left behind. And that's what makes it so powerful.
We're going to add a little depth to this activity with some further commentary for your meditation and reflection as you use the burning bowl experience.
So the flash, this combustible moment, is possible when you think about some statements, and we're going to actually take a couple of Bible scriptures. We do metaphysical interpretation of scripture, and that's what we're going to do right now. In Matthew 11:29, there's a verse that says, "Take my yoke upon you, and you will find rest." Now, when you look at this from it sounds nice just as it is, but when you take it from a meta-spiritual perspective, and I'm going to share from the metaphysical gospel of Matthew that Bill wrote, where he took every verse by verse from the gospels and transformed it into a meta-spiritual interpretation, he interprets this to say, the more we discipline ourselves to follow truth principles, that's what take up your yoke means, the more we discipline ourselves to follow truth principles, the less resistance we will have in aligning our human self with our higher self. And that, my friends, is rest. That is a different kind of rest. It's not temporary. It's that inner peace. Rest metaphysically means, or metaspiritually means, freedom from error and the consequences of error. That, to me, is a wow.
And when you think about it, that's quite a rest, isn't it? Not to be weighted down, if you will, by so many error thoughts, error choices, error actions. If we can have the freedom from all of those kinds of things, we travel lighter. We certainly travel a lot more peaceful and compassionately through this earth experience that we call skin school. And so you can get rid of error thinking. And when you do, that is the rest we're suggesting here. In a flash, when you think about it, in a combustible moment, when you choose truth over error.
The power of choice. That is so important to remember. If you have faith enough in this symbolic process, the fire of truth incinerates error. So anytime you burn error, whether you're doing it symbolically or otherwise, you're actually rewiring your brain circuits. You hear us talk about this a lot on our podcast because we are so involved in the science behind the spiritual principles that we talk about. And this is an alchemical process that is symbolically represented by this burning bowl experience.
If you have faith enough in the power of ritual, as an extension of your intention, you'll be able to erase error from your consciousness, thought by thought, choice by choice, action by action, and transform your life in a flash. And we keep using that terminology, in a flash, because it doesn't have to take a lifetime. It doesn't have to take a long at all to release, get rid of something, a thought pattern, or a habit or choices that you've made in the past that do not reflect not only where you are, but may hamper your spiritual progress for as long as you do it. That really, when you think about it, the unforgivable sin that the Bible talks about is really repeated error thoughts or choices or actions. And the more you repeat them, it sort of has an unforgivable quality, doesn't it? As long as you continue to repeat them, then yeah, it's unforgivable, missing the mark every time you do one of those things. And so that's really the importance of this particular practice, is that you can symbolically release all of that no longer is serving your good.
And that frees you up for so much future growth. So what we're asking you to do with this personal odyssey is give yourself an opportunity to just take stock and reflect on things from your past that are no longer working for you, things that are holding you back from experiencing your highest and best and greatest good, and just truly let them go. And that may sound too simplistic, but that's why this particular ritual is so powerful, because when we just think about things and say, I'm letting that go, it's easy to still hold on to them. But when we connect it with an actual ritual, then it solidifies it in our consciousness. So let's give you some examples of the kinds of things you can put on those little slips of paper. And what we're asking you to do, you'll be taking several little slips of paper, and don't have to put your whole story on each slip of paper. Just the essence of whatever it is that you want to release, and you can do a separate little piece of paper for each specific area or thing.
Yes. Yes. For example, now there are physical things that you can release. Perhaps you desire more control and order in your life. So release any stuff that's no longer serving you. Release and let go of the disorder in your files or closets or garage or attic or basement or storage shed. Let those things go. Don't let the material stuff interfere with your spiritual growth.
And of course, I want to be real clear here. We're not saying that you burn those things in the bowl. We're saying you would write on the little piece of paper, like clean out the attic,
right?
Release old papers, those kind of things. So what you tend to do, that's what gets put on there. So physical things, as Bill mentioned, it could also be emotional things that you're writing on your paper. Are you holding any grudges? You know, a lot of times we hang on to those old feelings of hurt or anger, unforgiveness. Do you find yourself blaming someone in your past for where you are now? You know, that was the past. Let's focus on where we are now. Is anger or hurt festering in your heart center? These are all things that once you become aware of them, write them down and they can go in the burning bowl. Let it go.
Absolutely. Think about some attitudes or beliefs that you hold. Listen to things that you say to yourself or say to others. If you're hearing phrases like, I don't deserve this, that, I can't, I never, I wish I could, I'm only, I'm too, let those kinds of things that you say to yourself go. They are demeaning, they are self-defeating, and they really do not describe the real you, which is a spiritual being having a human experience. Know that you are worthy, know that you are very definitely divine. And if you are hanging on to old beliefs that sabotage your spiritual progress, absolutely, without a doubt, let them go.
Wow. I would like to invite everybody to just take a deep breath as you resonate with what Bill just said, because we really are hard on ourselves sometimes. And our belief is that when you're saying all those negative things about yourself or negating your worth, that truly is a form of blasphemy, because you are divine.
That's very true. That's you're saying something about yourself. If you're blaspheming, you're saying something about yourself that's not true. And a lot of folks don't know how powerful spiritual beings they are, and we're here to encourage you to claim that spiritual power that's in your DNA. You came in to the earth experience with that power. And so we're inviting you to use it and to take off things, throw away things, get rid of things in a flash that are no longer serving your spiritual growth.
So let's just review, now that we've given you the background of this particular spiritual practice, let's just walk through how you will actually do it. And we recommend you start with some meditation time. Just take that time in the silence to bring yourself to your center, to calm yourself, to open your awareness to your inner information, that intuitive wisdom speaking to you that will let you know what it is you are prepared and need to release at this time.
Yeah, like Cher said, start with Om. Say three Oms before you actually start this process, before you actually write anything down on the first slip of paper. The thing about Om, the reason we like Om, O-M or A-U-M, is that it connects you with the universal you, with the transcendent you. When you vocalize Om, it creates a vibration. And for those of you who have done that, you know it's a very significant vibration inside the roof of your mouth. But it really travels up to the pituitary gland in your brain. And the significance of that is you're up in this, in the region of the third eye. And when you talk about clarity and insight and the power of superior discernment, one of the practices, one of the best practices to get things started biochemically is to say the word Om, because it connects you with that organ within the brain, which connects you with the greater you, the more transcendent you.
So you've said your Oms. You've done your meditation. You may want to have some music playing if that feels good for you. And now you're ready. You're listening. You've gotten these things you definitely want to release. So you're going to write each one on a separate little slip of paper or flash paper, post-it note, whatever. As you write these things down and you're moving into the actual burning ritual, before you do this, take each one and hold it in your hands and make an affirmation, an intention, something like, I now release these things forever and claim my greater good.
And as you stand near the bowl, use a match or a lighter to light your paper, releasing the energy into the universe. And we recommend that you stand at arm's length from the bowl, of course. Now watch
safety first.
And watch as what you have just released incinerates. And it only takes a flash, it only takes a moment. And symbolically then, you have eliminated it from your life. Bless your experience. Invite spirit to whisper gently what is yours to do in terms of the spiritual, personal, and or professional growth you want.
And use that time to just reflect. It's interesting to watch each thing incinerate because they do it differently, we've noticed. Some things go up, poof, very quickly. Others very slowly and methodically burn. And it's interesting because it's all the same paper, but they do it in different ways. And so you can reflect on that as well. And we just invite you, as you watch the experience and go through this to take that deep, centered breath and relax in the security and safety of this sacred moment. Just go in that silence, deep within the center of your being, and communicate with your higher self to just reveal what's next, what you need to do to make room for your own spiritual growth. And just listen to what you have to tell you.
And something we haven't mentioned, this can be a very personal or very individual practice. Or you can invite friends or significant others also to participate in the bowl burning. And each of you celebrate one another's release, of course. But you can do this with others who are of similar, shall we say, spiritual persuasion. It works better that way because the energy then is a congruent energy. And so you don't have to do this alone, or you can certainly do it alone. There's no problem doing it that way either.
It's powerful both ways.
Yes.
Equally powerful. Because it is an individual experience. Each person will have their own individual issues they're dealing with, but we get the energy of the group when you do it with a group or one or more people.
Yes.
So we just invite you to let your light shine. That kind of reflects what this is all about as you light things up. Let your light shine as you rekindle your inner spirit. And we know that when you do this, you truly will walk the spiritual path on practical, powerful, divine feet as you connect with the extraordinary you, which is your higher self.
Yes.
Thank you for listening, and we look forward to being with you again.
And we'll see you next time.